Morning, we were looking at thunderstorms in the northern part of the state and said that they would probably dissipate, but if they didn't, they'd be here at lunchtime, and they didn't dissipate, and they were here at lunchtime. Another round came in later. For today, it looks like a dry one. We're expecting afternoon temperature around 87. When I say dry, I mean no rain, not that it will be less humid. It's going to be stuffy. Going down to 70 tonight, then tomorrow, clouds, some sunshine, very warm and humid. It could be a thunderstorm or two, the high 87. And Sunday is probably going to be a little hotter. It could be a thunderstorm in the morning, then partly sunny, high 92. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
When he means dry, he means no rain? Like what else? Snow? Okay. Right now in Kenosha, 78 degrees, 76 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 79, 78 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Yeah, bringing the draft to Green Bay would be great for the local economy.
Oh, sure. Well, any community that hosts it would benefit.
I want to come to Wisconsin. We've got to fix our roads, though, first. Maybe we could take some of the money from the increased tourism from hosting the draft and fix the roads. How about that?
Talk to the governor, if you can.
Should get Scott Walker on. We haven't had him on yet, I don't think. No, we haven't had Scott Walker on. There were 50,000 people attended the Republican National Convention in Cleveland and very much helped the local economy. In fact,
That's all?
50,000 people? That's a lot of people.
By that standard, I don't think
15,000 delegates and media people.
It just doesn't seem like that's a big number.
Well, I'll tell you one group of people that were helped economically in Cleveland.
Yeah.
The New York Post contacted a bunch of male prostitutes, and they said business was booming during the RNC. It was way better, said one male escort. He said, I've seen 10 clients so far. Most of them, he said, were first-timers. They were a little nervous, he said, but once they became more comfortable, they seemed to be having a good time. Most of them were married, too, by the way.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they applauded when Donald J. Trump got behind the LGBTQ community. It's really incredible. Did you see that last night?
I did not.
Yeah, I played it, a clip of it earlier before your quality award-winning newscast. Now, it's in direct conflict to the Republican platform. They're not very gay-friendly on the platform, but they were last night. I think very beneficial for Trump. That definitely showed a softer, kinder, gentler side of him.
Everything that's happened up to this point and will continue to happen, suggesting that there are little battles within the party over issues between the now nominee and the leadership, which will, again, continue up until the election, and if he wins, probably after the election.
Wisconsin's Reince Priebus gave a speech last night.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty strong.
Well, he usually does give those.
Next week, we have the Dems, and we have Democratic State Senator Robert Wirch is going to join us on Community Conversation, if I can talk on this Friday morning. Coming up after we hear sports and a minute of John Tesh's Intelligence for Your Life, next on Your Radio Friend.
In the dirt, you plant success. You make each row